Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Back with you here on this Getaway Friday outside the Arts and Crafts building at the Marion County Fair. Should let everybody know the event today is sponsored by Poet. We thank them for that, our fair coverage. And the pies certainly are arriving here today at the Marion County Fair. A lot of good-looking pies from all over the place. Matt, are you awake?
Yeah.
All right, come on over here. How's it going?
Pretty all right. Still in the process of deleting pictures.
I'm glad you picked this time to do it.
Well, seemed as good a time as any, I guess.
Okay. Now, pies are arriving. What have you seen so far?
Well, there was a black raspberry pie. There was two peach pies. And I think that's it, as far as I can remember.
Now, we are seeing some people, so hopefully we'll be able to snag a couple of them as they come out of there. And ask them about their pies, although their pies are already in the building. So at this point, we can't really see what the pies are, but it is a beautiful day here at the Marion County Fair. Tonight, the Demolition Derby at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night, the big fireworks show at 10 p.m., celebrating the 250th anniversary of the country.
That'll be exciting. I think the America 250 is a big thing, you know. Anything that ends in a 5 or a 0.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, well, 240 is not very big, but 250 can be big.
Well, 250 is just a quarter of a thousand, so, yeah.
Right.
Nice and round.
Well, that's what we like, but still a very young country, but nonetheless going very, very well. Now, again, we'll be back on this afternoon at 3 p.m. for the pie auction. That's always a fun thing to do, an entertaining thing to do, and something that people like to hear. So 3 to 4 p.m., we'll be back here for the pie auction this afternoon, and we're going to get a look at some of these pies coming up between 10 and 11 a.m. The pies will continue to arrive for about another 45 minutes here, but so far, I think what we have noticed is a lot of pies are arriving, and a lot of people are certainly donating and getting involved here at the pie auction.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that there's the pie auction is probably one of the more well, I guess, I don't know how to insert events. I was going to say attended, but that didn't make a whole lot of sense. So, yeah, a lot of people enter the pie auction every year, and, you know, it's always exciting to see the outcomes of the pies.
It's good to see what's going on, and it's good to see what kind of pies are being entered and how it will all turn out. And we'll find out later on, 3 to 4 p.m., how this all shakes out. And as time goes along, people are coming and going, that is for sure, here at the pie auction.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, there's been, you know, people are moving quickly. They're processing pies at a good speed.
All right, you going to snag a few of these people?
I guess.
Anxiety. If we only had a good anxiety medication here, I think everything would go much better during these broadcasts. No problem here. Scott Spears from the pie auction here on this Friday morning. Friday morning, July the 3rd, 2026. It all culminates with the big auction this afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m., and we will cover that live here on WGH Talk Radio. So again, it's all very fun. Sponsored by Andrew's Pastries? Oh, very nice. Andrew's Pastries is sponsoring the big event today in regard to all of the pies. Andrew's Pastries. How about that? I did not know that. Andrew, a master baker himself, when it comes to desserts and anything culinary. Andrew's Pastries in the Cervex Center sponsoring the pie auction and the pie competition today here at the Marion County Fair. And this is the third or fourth year we've done this. It's always a tremendous amount of fun. And it's something that goes on here that gets people's competitive spirit going. It gets people moving in the creative juices, so to speak. As I said earlier, the demo derby tonight at 7 p.m., and then the fireworks show tomorrow at 10 p.m. Now, remember, we're going to go in at 10:15, and we are going to look at these pies. Exclusive access to the pies will happen this morning at 10:15 a.m. Now, I don't think that we know who gave what pies, but or who presented what pies, but we do get a chance to look at the pies and see what they look like and give our predictions on how things are going to go as we head into this afternoon. Now, one of the unique things that we have noticed over the years is that the pie that wins the competition a lot of times, well, most of the time, I think every time, is not the pie necessarily that will bring in the most money at the pie auction. So that's a unique trick in and of itself. But it's nice that people are able to run into each other here, and they're able to see each other and able to talk, and they're able just to have a good time as time goes along here on this Friday morning. Friday of what has been a very, very warm week, heat dome week, here during the Marion County Fair. Now, it looks as if some more pies are on their way. I see some coming up the driveway here. Pies coming from all directions. And I see another, looks like a pickup truck coming here. So here we are. The pies continue to come during the 9 a.m. hour here. And at 10 a.m., it shuts down. And then the pie judging will take place and the pie auction today from 3 until 4 p.m. But I see, let's see, looks like a couple of pies on their way here. Very nice stuff. Looks like a couple of younger people here this afternoon. That's always a very positive thing. Hi. Here we go. Our Marion County Auditor, Joanne Kasotis. Joanne, how are you?
Oh, I'm great and warm.
You know, what about this heat dome this week? Holy moly.
Well, I've been up at the fair different days, and I'll be up here today, and I'll be up there tomorrow. But, boy, you better stay hydrated and dress cool. And if you have one of those little private fans, bring that, too.
Absolutely. Joanne, how many years have you been entering the pie competition?
Oh, I've probably been entering the pie competition at least 15 years. It's just fun. You never know. It depends on how many pies come in, what flavor of pies there are, how the weather and humidity affects the crust, and what kind of fruits you can find.
Now, what kind of pie did you bake this year?
This year I did a blackberry.
Blackberry. Why blackberry?
I usually try to switch them up. I think last year I did cherry. I've done peach. I've done apple with two crusts. I've done apple with a crumb. I've done mixed fruit. I've done raspberries. And sometimes you're lucky and sometimes you're not. It depends on the judge and how many pies come in. But it's just the fun of it.
Do you feel confident this year in the blackberry pie?
As long as there's not too many, I sure do. I bake two pies, so I have one at home. And then I try to look at them both, and I go, okay, which one looks a little bit better? But then I'll come back to the auction, and I'll buy at least one, sometimes two pies. And then I have lots of pie at home, and I have to start freezing it so I don't have to try to eat it all in a few days.
What is the secret to making a good pie?
Oh, let's see. You don't overwork the dough. If you overwork the dough, it gets tough. I've tried different recipes, sometimes with butter, sometimes with butter and shortening. I've tried it with vinegar that adds to it with shortening. So I don't know. I'll tell you what. There's a lot of good pies, but I'll tell you what. I am so glad that Pat Carlisle does not enter her pies here because she makes the absolute best pies and the crust just melts in your mouth.
What is it about the pies over at the Carlisle? Everybody raves about them.
They are just really good. She makes them every day. Now, here's a funny story, is that her mother-in-law always made the pies, and then her mother-in-law said, like, I'm not doing this anymore. You have 2 weeks to learn how to make pies. So in 2 weeks, she was the one that was making all those pies, and I forget at one time she told me how many pies they would sell in Marion as compared to Richwood, and here they were only open 5 days a week and limited hours, maybe four hours a day, and I think it was 200 to 250 pies, I think it was a week she sold. So Marion likes her pie.
Marion does like their pie, and this year it seems as if a lot more people are entering pies than last year. I have seen a lot of entrants this morning.
Well, I heard there's 60-some pies coming in. Wow. In front of me was a raisin pie, a peach pie, a pecan pie, an apple with two crusts. I mean, we just have so many pies coming in. It's just sort of, like I said, it's how many people you're actually, because there's a first and second in every category. And, of course, then they have the prettiest pie, and, of course, then the champion of all the first place. And it's just a lot of fun.
You know, it's interesting this year. I believe last year there were 49 pies. So if we're up over 60, that's a big increase.
Yes.
And that's good.
Yes,
very
it is good. A good.
There's an interesting story this year. I don't know if you've heard about it, Joanne, but apparently there are three boys. I can't remember the high school. I want to say Ridgedale, but I'm not exactly sure. First-time pie bakers. But they are entering this and the pie auction to raise money to buy jerseys for their football team.
I think that's excellent. First of all, they're going to learn how to make a pie. I know when my son used to do pies, you know, he made every bit of that pie and crust. I mean, you know, I can guide you, but I'm not doing it. You're not going to learn. So I think it's awesome that they would do it. And guys can be some pretty good pie bakers.
They certainly can. They certainly can. Joanne, one question here. With this being a big political year, not to do with pies, but what do you make of the Democrats this year, statewide elections? We've got a woman at the top of the ticket, Amy Acton. How do you see this all with just 4 months left to go?
It's going to be very interesting. I was able to listen to Amy Acton in June live, and then I think it was 2 days ago, Ramaswamy was supposed to be in Marion County Fair, but some reason he wasn't able to miss it, and I felt like I am sticking around so I can hear him. I want to hear him live, not tape, not, you know, photo cut or whatever, and I was really disappointed that he wasn't here because I like to be informed on both sides.
Right, as we all should be.
Right. One thing I like about Amy is that she has worked her way up, and she knows how people have started at the bottom, had to come up. Not that, nothing against Ramaswamy. He might be able to do a lot of great things. I don't know enough about him, but I know he had more money than I did growing up.
He has a little bit more money. Final question, anything new in the auditor's office?
Well, we are doing a baked potato bar on July 24th. We're raising money for Alzheimer's. It's all this money will go to the walk to end Alzheimer's, and I think that's in September, something like that. Other than that, we're getting a lot of calls because they're wondering about the later date for taxes. However, the taxes go to the treasurer's office, which is Brandy Gandy, but they are due July 10th. So if you haven't gotten your tax bill, you need to either look online or call up there because they were mailed about 2.5 weeks ago. And the post office, well, I got my neighbor's newspaper yesterday. Plus,
those things can happen.
So, but you know, check that out. We're always getting new things, you know, through the state. And every 2 years when they do that budget bill, that's always interesting because people will slip things in there we were not aware of. But hopefully the legislatures are listening to you and they're trying to make it a little bit, give a few more tax breaks for the homeowner. I think it's too little too late, but I'd rather have be too little too late than not at all. So I think they're listening to you. If you have a problem with your taxes, you can complain to me, but I don't make the rules. Call the state. Call your legislator. Call your senator.
Absolutely. Marion County Auditor Joanne Kasotis. We'll see you at the pie auction later on, and good luck.
All right. Thank
you.
Good
to see you, Joanne. Thank you. All right. We are at the pie auction here today. Now, just after 10:15, we will be going inside, but don't forget, we will be broadcasting live the pie auction 3 to 4 p.m. today, so don't miss that for love nor money, and it's all brought to you by Andrew's Pastry. from the Marion County Fair are brought to you by Poet. So all around, there's great stuff going on here. Well, what a fun conversation that was with our Marion County Auditor, Joanne Kasotis. Great, great stuff, to be sure. And the pies continue to arrive. Apparently, we've got a record-breaking number of pies here this year. Well, certainly record-breaking over last year. Let's stop here for a second. Who do we have here today?
This is Apple Crisp.
Apple Crisp, and what's your name?
Claire.
Claire. Why Apple Crisp this year?
I just wanted to try something new.
It's a beautiful-looking pie. Have you been in the pie competition before?
Yes.
How many times?
Four or five.
Four or five. What's the highest you've ever placed?
I've placed first.
You were the winner last year.
Yes, won last year. I did blueberry last year.
Yes. What is the secret to a prize-winning pie?
Take your time with it.
Take your time? And how old are you, Claire?
19.
19? Because you won both competitions last year, did you not?
No, I only won first with my division.
Oh, okay. But I know you do very, very well. How do you make the pie look so nice?
We mainly just take our time, and then we use heavy whipping cream to baste around the edges of it so it turns a golden brown.
Well, Claire, I thank you for stopping and talking with us today, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. I do remember that name from last year. We'll have to look at our records and see who the prettiest pie was last year. That should all be posted online. But I do remember Claire winning first prize. So the first place winner last year has shown again.
Well, that's good. I mean, I expected it.
Now, Joanne Kasotis did not enter a pie last year, I don't believe. So it's great to see her back this year.
I think she said in the interview last year she made a cherry pie.
No, I don't think she was in it.
I thought that's what she said.
Might have been 2 years ago. Oh, now we've got some people coming. All right, this should be good. Okay. As the pie auction continues here on WGH Talk Radio, looks like we've got some fair royalty coming our way here. All right. Well, this is always good. Covering the pie auction. Here we go. Who do we have with us here today, WGH Talk Radio, live from the pie auction?
Hi, I'm Isabella Busey. I'm the Fairfield County Junior Fair Queen.
Ah, very nice.
I'm Regan Thomas. I'm the Fairfield County Junior Fair Second Attendant.
What is it like to be at the Marion County Fair?
So we've only been here for a little bit, but it's very homey, it seems. It seems we've seen a lot of peewee showmanship, so it shows that their program is clearly going to grow, and it seems as though they have a big influence on their younger members, so I think that's great.
It's been a really welcoming experience. Everyone that we've interacted with so far has just been very happy, greeted us, showed us around. So it's just been very positive, and it's been nice to get to know what another fair is like at this time of the year.
What's the best part of getting to be a fair queen? Going around to visit all the fairs, obviously, but what's your favorite part?
I think my favorite part is the impact that we get to make. We've only been fair queens for a little while, as we're the last fair, but it's just so impactful, everything that we do, and we get to attend so many events with our senior fair board and our junior fair board members alike. So it's just so fun getting to impact all these fairs and getting to see all the different fairs and what they do and then bring them back to ours to always make it better.
I really enjoy getting to see the impact and that the fair and agriculture make on people's lives. I know it changes a lot of lives for the better, and getting to see how this applies to people all over the state is just really fun to see.
Guys, one more question here. Tomorrow is the 250th anniversary of America. That's a big day. July 4th, normally a big day, but especially a big day this year. What does America mean to you as we approach the 250th anniversary?
Well, we just had our own anniversary as well. We had our 175th fair just this past year when we were crowned. So I think it's just such a benchmark, and it's such a trademark, just knowing that we're allowed to be free and even get to be our fair queens, because not everybody gets that opportunity where they're from. So it's just so amazing that coming from America, we get all these opportunities and we get to be our purest selves all the time and get opportunities like this.
America is the land of the free. Freedom is what we are all about as Americans, and freedom gives us the opportunity to pursue whatever we are passionate about, which includes agriculture and fairs. So I think it's a really good tie-in, because the founders of our country were farmers. So getting to celebrate July 4th with you guys also having your fair is just a really cool opportunity and timing.
Fairfield, Fair Royalty. Thank you both for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Have a great time at the Marion County Fair. All right, people up and early here this morning, Matt.
Well, I don't think they have much of another choice. You know, you pass 10 and you don't get your pie in.
Well, I don't think they're entering a pie.
Well, they have royalty there.
Right. But I say the fair, people from other fairs, Fairfield, up and at them here.
Well, that's good. You know, I think that, that you know, we see a lot of the surrounding counties' fair queens.
Well, that happens here at the fair, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they do a much better job of representing their fairs than the Marion County Fair people do. They don't, or the Marion County Fair royalty do. They don't do a lot of talking, but every other one seems to be doing it.
Well, I see more pies arriving here. Now, the cutoff time for the pies is about 27 minutes from now.
Well, that's exciting. Maybe I can tell somebody that if they get their pie entered too late, I can, like, I'll give them, like, $20 for it.
$20 for a pie. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if, because the point is, I think, to get a good mention.
But if they don't get to turn in their pie, it doesn't get to go to auction. So I'm doing you a favor. I'm offering you $20 for a pie.
Well, that's about what they cost in stores now. The prices went up. Inflation.
I don't think that's... You can go to the store and buy, like, a $6 pie.
Oh, no. They've changed all that in the last few months. You know, I'll tell you, especially if you want some kind of a cream pie now, those things are hugely expensive.
What is a cream pie? Like
coconut cream, banana cream, chocolate cream, anything with whipped cream on the top.
Interesting. I didn't know those were really a thing. I mean, I knew they made, like, you know, oatmeal cream pies. Oatmeal cream pies are pretty good. I'd take, like, an oatmeal cream pie.
Not the same. These are things that have to be refrigerated.
Well, you know, I don't think you're allowed to have anything that's supposed to be refrigerated.
No, not here. I'm talking about in the stores.
I don't think you have to. I mean, unless you buy like a frozen pie, I don't think you have to refrigerate pie.
No, you do. If you put whipped cream on the top, you have to refrigerate it.
Well, if you're putting whipped cream on the top of it, yeah, that's a dairy.
Isn't that what we're talking about? Coconut cream, banana cream?
I don't know. I suppose. Apparently.
All right, more pies are arriving here today, and the excitement is for certain heavy. Well, let's see if this gentleman will give us a word. How you doing, sir? Good. What kind of pie do you have today?
It's a two-crust blueberry.
Two-crust blueberry. Now, why did you go with blueberry this year?
It's actually, I'm submitting it for my son, who's taking care of livestock at the moment. So.
There. How old is your son?
11.
11 years old, and he made the pie?
Yes.
That's tremendous. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day.
All right. Two-crust blueberry pie submitted for his 11-year-old son.
Well, that's pretty good. You know, I can't bake, so that 11-year-old can certainly bake better than I can.
It's great to see these pies arrive. They look so good, and I think blueberry is exactly the way to go. You know, blueberry's a delicious pie, in my particular opinion. Now, more pies arriving by the minute here. See another car pulling up. It seems like all the action right now is in regard to the pie competition. As people arrive, hi. See, there you go, people getting involved.
Involvement is always a good thing. If there weren't involvement, you wouldn't have, whatever event it might be.
Now, I'm interested to see what pies are on the way here. It's interesting to see there are a lot of younger entrants this year.
Well, I mean, you know, at some point, the young people got to start baking pies, or otherwise the pie auction is going to go by the wayside.
I'll tell you, the park is just about all taken at this point because people are lining up because the cutoff point happens in about 25 minutes.
Well, they're probably hustling at this point. There's probably somebody like speeding through town right now trying to get their pie here.
Well, you've got to get your pie in because if it is not entered, you can't win the big prize. And you can also not compete in the pie auction later on this afternoon, 2 to 3 p.m.
Well, that'd be unfortunate. It'd be pretty rough to put all that time into a pie just for the pie to not make it into the auction.
Broadcast live here on WGH Talk Radio from 3 to 4 today.
that's pretty good. We're going to be busy. A lot of broadcasting from here at the fair today.
Well, that's always a positive thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think the fair is always nice. It's a lot cooler today than it has been, you know, previous days, so that's good.
Well, and I think these first 3 hours of broadcast here from the Marion County Fair on Friday morning are very entertaining, to say the least. It's a time here, the pie auction. All righty. Well, there you go.
Nobody wants to talk.
Well, I think they're probably trying to get their pies in before the deadline point.
Well, they got like 20 minutes. You're going to ask like 3 minutes worth of questions.
Well, do they know that?
Well, I said a quick interview. I mean, like, I don't think it's like a 30-minute interview. That's not quick.
I don't know. Here comes some more people. They look a little friendly.
Okay.
Friendly is the key. Friendly is always the key when it comes to the pie auction here at the Marion County Fair. Again, all of our broadcasts from the pie auction are brought to you by Poet. So we thank Poet for sponsoring our broadcast today. All right. Who do we have here today?
I'm Brooke Bramble.
Brooke, what kind of pie do you have?
I have a gluten-free apple crumb topping.
Gluten-free apple with a crumb topping. Why did you decide on this pie?
Because it's quick, easy, and the crowd always loves it.
So you have entered before?
Yes.
Now, have your pies done well in the past?
Yes. I've got 2 firsts and 1 second.
Wow. What is the secret to making a good pie?
Enjoying it while you do it, not rushing.
Did you make the pie this morning or did you make it last night?
I made it late last night.
Late last night, so it's fresh for everybody today.
Yes.
Well, we'll catch you later on at the pie auction. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. No problem. Pie auction here today. What fun we're having. Yeah, come on over here for a second. What kind of pie? Whoa, look at this. What kind of pie do we have here? This is beautiful.
Peach pie.
And that's my favorite type of pie. Now tell people in Radio Land what your pie looks like, because this is incredibly unique.
So it has a 250 for the 250th anniversary of the United States, or birthday, I guess, and stars across the top, and kind of a ruffled edge, and like sparkler things coming out of the 250, I think.
How did you come up with this idea?
My head, I don't know, I just thought, like, it would be cool for the 250th birthday of the U.S., and then I had the idea for the stars across the top, and Mom helped me with that part, so.
It's beautiful. Matt, you got to get a picture of this pie from the top. And what's your name?
Mary.
Mary, and how old are you?
14.
14. Have you been in the pie auction before?
Yes, I have.
Yep. And how have you done in the past?
I forget, because I've done it for quite a few years by now. My first year, I got first place in the apple pie, and last year, I think I got second or third. No, it was second or third, and I also made a peach pie last year. And then I think there were other years I did it, but I don't remember how I did then.
Well, so. I'll tell you, this is a great-looking pie, so I think you got a great chance today. Thank you for stopping.
Thank you.
Thank you. And who do we have here?
I'm Arthur.
Arthur, what kind of pie do you have?
An apple crumble pie. Apple crumble.
Apple crumble? How did you come up with the apple crumble pie?
I did it last year and I got first place with it.
You got first place with the apple crumble pie?
Yes.
So how many years have you entered this competition?
This is my second.
Second year, and that's exciting. When did you make your pie?
Last night.
Last night. Good to get it done the night before, so everything looks great. And how old are you?
11.
No, 12.
12. 12 years old. That's pretty good. Do you like baking?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Arthur, good luck, and thanks for stopping by today. It looks like a great pie.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, those were some great-looking pies, Matt. And young bakers, to be sure, both under the age of 15.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that the baking's probably a fading skill. I was going to say dying, but I don't think it's falling quite that quick. But there aren't many people I know who can bake.
Did you see that pie, that peach pie, with the 250 carved into the top of the lattice on it?
Yeah, I got a picture, even though I'm going to take another picture when we go in there later, so I don't know what the point was.
I think you wake up hostile this morning. You're a little hostile today.
We're just doing the same thing twice.
Well, because you want to get it with the person who had the pie.
But I didn't.
Well, that was probably the mistake.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to do. I mean, if I take a picture of the pie, I mean, I got a picture of the pie. I mean, I got the hands, but if I take a picture of them, I see them with the pie, but I can't really see the pie.
Well, life goes along. That's the way it goes. Not everything is always perfect, as they say.
I don't think there was a way to get both her and the pie.
I don't know.
Unless she, like, tilted Tipped the in. Pie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask her to tilt the pie.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I think the heat's getting to you.
She could spill the pie, ruin her entire life's work.
It's not really that big a deal.
Okay.
I think life will move on. All right. We're here at the pie arrival at the Marion County Fair. It's an interesting time, and we certainly enjoy all the things that are happening today. This is the way to go, and it's fun, and a lot of people entering. Now, last year, I do believe the pie count was 49 pies. This year, I hear it's going to be well over 60.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think the more pies entered is always better. I mean, the more entrants you have, the better, at the very least, the bigger the competition is. And I think, as far as competitions go, bigger tends to be better.
Bigger does tend to be better when it comes to this type of competition. So, here we are. I'm going to let you take this for a second since we've got a lull in the competition. Here, a lull in the arrival. Go ahead and tell people what's going on at the fair.
Well, I gotta pull it up if I didn't delete the thing already. Let's see. Fair schedule. All right, so today is the 3rd. There's a cornhole tournament at 9 a.m., but I suppose that's already passed. There's a Veterans Day breakfast also at 9, so if you missed that, then you missed it, unfortunately. The pie entries are happening now. Those end at 10 o'clock. There's a Pee Wee Livestock Show at 10 a.m. in the Evers Arena. There also in the 10 a.m. is a Horse Association show in the Horse Arena. Rides open at noon, which is good. I mean, Veterans Day is today, by the way, so if you're a veteran, you can enter free until noon. So if you want to come down to the fair, come before noon. And it says with valid ID. I'd assume that'd be like a veteran's ID. There's that. There's a tug-of-war at the Evers Arena, and you can begin sign-up at noon. The actual event starts at 1. There are Barnyard Olympics in the Evers Arena. Sign-up begins at 2, competitions at 3. A 4-H special interest project auction, that'd be at the Picnic Pavilion, following the pie auction at 4. Speaking of pie auction at 3, I think I skipped over that. The Open Hearts Livestock Show, Evers Arena, happens at 5. And then the showmanship sweepstakes and the demo derby both happen at 7. The sweepstakes being in the Evers Arena South and the demo derby being in the grandstands. At 11 o'clock, they do horse release, so I guess if you bought a horse, you can grab your horse then. But I guess that is it for the day here at the Marion County Fair.
Well, that's all there was, huh? I was trying to fix a problem here, but that's okay. All right. Well, tell people why the Demolition Derby is your favorite part of this fair.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've been going to the Demolition Derby for a long time. I mean, I've never run in the Derby, but I've gone most years. I do have family every year who run in the Derby, and I think that'll be exciting to see.
All right. Do we have somebody else here today? Who do we have?
Hi, I'm Jake Bramall.
Jake, what are you doing here at the fair today?
I brought my pie in to sell in the pie auction.
What kind of pie did you bring?
It's a cherry pie.
Cherry pie? Why did you choose cherry this year?
Because it was fun to make.
Fun to make? Do you like cherry pie?
Yes, I do. It's very tasty.
How old are you?
I am 12. 13, sorry.
13? What got you involved in baking?
My mom and my grandma, me and my grandma really like making cookies, but me and my mom always make pies.
Did you make your pie last night or today?
Last night.
Last night. Well, a cherry pie coming up today in the pie auction. Are you excited for the big auction?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, we'll see you then, Jake. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Here at the Marion County Fair, a lot of youth involved, and that is what we like to see. We like to see a lot of kids getting out here, involved, baking, doing their thing, and participating. What fun we are having. And again, at 10:15 this morning, during the 10 o'clock break, we will go inside the Arts and Crafts building, and we will check out the pies as they will be laid out, because the cutoff for the pie auction is coming up in about 14 minutes here at 10 o'clock. So the pie auction cutoff is coming up right around the corner.
The mother of the kid wanted to know how she could listen, so I had to give her the link to the website.
Perfect, perfect. Well, everybody showed up, and they all spoke great, and I thought they did a great job.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I think that, I mean, all you gotta do is talk about your pie. So, I mean, you know, you're the one that made the pie. I got faith in people.
Easier said than done sometimes.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, you can just talk about making your pie.
Now, again, all these broadcasts from the Marion County Fair are brought to you by Poet, and we thank them for all that they have done and continue to do. Now, there is a little bit of humidity here. Now, the humidity at the fair, for some reason, kicks up about this time of day, usually about 10 o'clock in the morning. But luckily, because we have not had any rain for several days, the humidity does seem to burn off by the afternoon. And at night, I have noticed there is not a whole lot of humidity here at all.
Well, I don't know. I would suppose it has something to do with the dew.
Yeah, I would say the dew overnight probably has a lot to do with that. But this seems to be the most uncomfortable part of the day as we go along. And I see a lot of pies in there on the shelf. I see a lot of people getting ready here. There's a lot of great things in the arts and crafts tent in general.
Yeah, I mean, usually there are. They have, I mean, last year they had, I don't know what they had in the arts and crafts, probably arts and crafts, but they also have, I think beyond this one, there's another barn, and you can go in there and they have, honey and baked goods and things like that.
Now, this is going to be interesting, because coming up during the 10 o'clock break, we have to move our entire, which we're not that far from it, we have to move our entire broadcast setup into the building so we can see the pies. But we do have an extension cord here that gives us a pretty wide breadth, as we should say, as we go into the building. And also, hopefully we have enough charge in the battery to go to different places as well. So there's a lot going on here.
Well, that's good. I don't know how effective your charger is, but in theory it should charge faster than it drains battery.
Well, we haven't lost any charge, I'll say that. You know, there's not much going on here right now, so I'm going to run over here for a minute. 10 minutes left here. Just talk about whatever you like. Talk about Poet.
Okay, yeah, so I've been, I did look it up, by the way, and Poet, we were under the impression, was an acronym. Poet is not an acronym. Poet, 1 second. I got to look it back up. It has some, like, philosophical meaning, according to them, I guess. But nonetheless, I think that it's interesting. 1 second here. Still looking. I'm slow typer. But no, I mean, I can go back to talking about the Demolition Derby. We were not interrupted, but there were some people who wanted to talk, so I figured we could get them in real fast. So, the Demolition Derby. I've never run in the Demolition Derby, but my dad has, my grandpa has. I believe both of my grandpas have, but at the very least, I know my grandpa on my dad's side ran a lot of Demolition Derbies with his friends and brothers. So I guess my, you know, uncles. I am unable to run a Demolition Derby, unfortunately, but I do have lots of family members, 2 or 3 family members every year who run in the Demolition Derby, so I will be, I guess I'll be here, so I won't be watching the Demolition Derby, but after this, I suppose I could go watch what's left of the Demolition Derby. Usually it takes multiple hours, I guess. But, you know, there's a lot of heats and a lot of cars. Yeah. So, I don't know. I always like the Demolition Derby. I think that watching, you know, cars get cars beat each other is probably an exciting thing to do. I couldn't tell you why, I guess, but it's just one of those things that I enjoy doing at the fair. Now you got to get a pit pass if you're gonna go watch the Derby. Watching from the grandstands is okay, I guess, but the pit pass just is all good. It can be dangerous, I guess, sometimes though. Like last year, there was a car or two that almost went over the guardrails. But with the exception of that, it just adds to the excitement, I guess. For some reason, I can't find the thing now. Okay, well, Scott has returned. We talked about the Demolition Derby while you were gone.
I'm just moving my feet.
Moving your feet, okay. Nonetheless,
I'm scouting out a place where we're going to plug in next hour.
You're plugged into an extension cord.
I can't stretch the extension cord around the front of the building. Somebody could trip.
What do you mean? We're...
We gotta be over there.
Right under the little ledge there, where the like, counter is.
Yeah, but it's still gonna have to go across the floor.
It's a cord. It's gonna have to go across the floor. Unless you run it over a wall.
Not if there's a plug-in over there.
Oh, okay.
Which there could be. I don't know.
There might be. I mean, it's a big building. I don't know what the... There's some kind of building code on how far apart you're supposed to have outlets, but I don't know when this thing was built or anything like that. So there is that. But yeah, houses built today have lots of outlets. Did you know that?
Well, that's good. I think the more outlets, the better. That's certainly not a bad thing. Mary out there listening this morning says she loves when I interview the young kids. Well, I'm glad you enjoy that because that's what we're doing here today. Now I see another pie arriving with just about 6 minutes left to go before the cutoff happens in the pie auction here. So another pie arriving this morning right before we hit 10 a.m. And I'd also like to learn more about this whole thing this year with the jerseys, the three boys making pies for the first time to raise money for jerseys.
Well, I mean, I think that that's good. I mean, I think that not a whole lot of people put that kind of effort into things that they, you know, care about. There's a sheep coming our way for some reason. I like that. He's taking a sheep on a walk.
You know, I wonder what impact all this heat every single day over 90 degrees has had on the animals.
Well, yesterday when they were doing the, I suppose it would probably be Sale of Champions of the dairy cows, they were... there were some cows who got free, so I think that they're probably not quite happy with the heat.
Oh, I can imagine they're not quite happy with the heat. I don't think anybody is particularly happy with the heat. It has been a brutal week, but unbelievably, in the afternoon, the temperatures do not seem to be as stifling because once the humidity subsides, everything does feel better.
Well, yeah, people, I mean, the humidity always tends to make things worse, so, I mean, I think the less humidity, the better the weather will be.
Now, I can see that the block-off is just about to happen, where the pie area gets blocked off until the judge comes in and tests the pies and comes up with the winners. That is all about to happen, and next hour we will be in there, granted exclusive access here at the Marion County Fair, to the pies, and Matt will take a picture of all the pies, and we will have those. So when the winner is announced, we will be able to show those pies via the social media page. And we'll have two pictures of the 250 pie, the 250 peach pie, which is exciting in and of itself.
I guess.
Historic, really.
Well, I mean, can't have an America 250 pie any other year.
No, and I thought that was a very clever idea, and to be honest with you, I have not seen anything even remotely like that. Obviously, I have not seen every pie that's come in, but if you're going to go with prettiest pie, if there's no other 250s in there, I think that's a surefire bet.
There was at least one more 250 I saw. It wasn't like this one is like carved out per, like, you know, block 250. The other one is like they took lattice and then laid it out to say 250, and they've got stars and stripes and stuff. So they did pretty good.
Well, it's good there are a couple of those. It's a novel idea. You know, every year at the fair, we see stars, we see patriotic things on these pies, as it should be, with July 4th right around the corner. But 250 only comes once in a lifetime.
Bro, the sheep just kicked them. Sheep are funny.
I'm getting the picture.
That's good. I like sheep. I don't know why. Never owned a sheep or anything, but they're pretty cool to look at.
It's all about social media, I'll tell you. It really is. But I don't think there's anything incredibly wrong with that. I think it's important to show people what's going on. And we did not have this ability years ago, so why not take advantage of it now?
I don't know. Well, I don't think they're going on social media. They might be, but she's taking the picture with like a whole Canon camera or something like that.
You know what's interesting about the fair, the 176th Marion County Fair, is that if you were in the competition years ago, you might be in the competition now because it is a family atmosphere here. We've got about 30 seconds left in this hour, but we got a whole nother hour coming up here from the fair, and we're going to be inside the Arts and Crafts building when we join you again at 10:15. Now, this will be a real trick to see if we get in there with the new way we're doing these broadcasts. So we're going to come to you with the pies. We'll be with the pies inside the Arts and Crafts building when we come back at 10:15 a.m. Remember, all our broadcasts here at the Marion County Fair are brought to you by Poet. And I think we're getting close to the top of the hour there. But anyway, you want to tap that again? We'll be back right after
you're
this
listening to the
short
Talking
but important
Place.
Break.